Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. Horny bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. Sports. Sports.
Sports. Sports. Massey, five for front, you here looking through all the covers there, are you?
Aye. Just that Portuguese lad, that I can't fit his name is, he looks like McGinn.
What number like episode's that?
It's like a section, 134.
134?
It's like a sexy version of McGinn. It's like
I've got the
McGinn redone.
I've got the pictures now in here. Have I?
It's like McGinn after a snoggins then. I reckon his name, like.
Aye.
Tis, is it?
Aye. Never mind, that's Desiree Cousteau next to.
I'm walking, huh?
So, five for fun, Master, we're doing it this week, eh?
Aye.
Aye. If it's a theme, is there
any ideas for the theme would be?
Your mind works in the same way.
Super Bowl, no?
Six Nations?
First. No, it's not. It's actually a Premier League stats quiz.
Oof, that should be it. Mike's got us in a bag.
So,
be real nice.
Start off with which three players have been sent off the most in Premier League history?
Three players.
Which three players have been sent off the most in Premier League history? You went nationalities, or?
Aye.
So we've got a Frenchman, a Scotsman,
and
an Irishman.
Scotsman.
Walk into a bar.
And another clue is you'll definitely get one wrong.
Okay.
Two. Which goalkeeper has most Premier League clean sheets? That's an easy one.
Think so.
I was surprised for a second.
I think I came for a second, isn't I?
Question number three. David Beckham has scored most Premier League free kicks, 18. But which defender is in the top 10 all time? So you're looking for a free kick specialist that was a defender?
Oh.
God knows. Guess there.
Question number four. Which team has been relegated the most from the Premier League? Five times.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got aye.
Oh. A bit exciting.
Defender takes free kicks.
See, we need the two, I think.
Question number five. Out of the 51 teams who've played in the Premier League, four have only one season in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Name them. So four teams that have only played once out of the 51.
We've been asked questions somewhere four.
Aye.
And I can't imagine any of the answers.
You want any clues?
Yeah.
No.
No, fuck it.
They've only played in one season, one full season.
Well, you're basically speaking about
they've come up and went straight down
and never come back up. Three of them are like that.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
That gives me a clue.
For 1 point.
I've got 1 point.
You'll definitely, once I tell you the, you'll mind.
Oh.
Duffin.
You want about, yeah, which three players sent off a mess? A Scotsman, an Irishman, and a Frenchman.
I can't believe I can't get a Scotsman.
And you'll definitely get one wrong.
I think I can't going to be wrong.
I know it's Irishman.
Yeah. We've all got right Keane.
We've all got Keane doing it. It's
going to be Keane.
I've got Keane, Vieira, Colin Henry.
I've got
Keane, Vieira.
Keane, Vieira, Ferguson.
No, that's fine.
What have you got?
Keane, Vieira.
So it's Patrick Vieira, Duncan Ferguson, and Richard Dunn.
Richard Dunn.
Oh, you're there for that.
Keane's got 7-1 in the Premier League.
Aye.
Here's he as a ton of them on 7, Vinnie Jones and boys like that.
So,
which goalkeeper has most clean sheets?
Petr Cech.
202 clean sheets. Never had that.
Some going up.
David James second.
David James.
Ken, I'm surprised.
It's because he played so many games.
Aye, true.
Schmeichel's doing an 8th or something.
Is he?
David Beckham has scored most Premier League free kicks, 18, but which defender is in the top 10 of all time?
Ian Hart.
Pierce.
Oh, Ian Hart's a good one.
Ian Hart.
I wrote Erwin.
Bastard. Erwin. Well done, Shed.
Good guess.
Which team has been relegated the most from the Premier League? 5 times?
Fulham.
Norwich.
West Brom.
Norwich.
Shed's on fire tonight.
Jesus, Shed.
It's a special subject, English football.
Couldn't hang about it.
Right, out of the 51 teams who've played in the Premier League, 4 have only one season. Name them. Obvious scene.
Luton.
I've got Luton, aye.
Are there 3?
Bradford.
Nope.
Ipswich.
Nope.
Swindon.
Yes.
Cardiff.
Nope.
Charlton.
Nope.
Oldham.
Nah.
Me.
That's it.
The both begin with B.
Bradford?
Nah.
Brentford?
Nah.
Bournemouth?
Nah. Charlie Adam played for him.
Blackpool.
I can't think of anybody that played for the other one.
North, south, east, west.
If you go to the living room and leave a door open, what's it saying?
Were you born in a park?
Were you born in a
field?
Nah.
Barnsley.
Barnsley.
Never said you were born in a Barnsley.
Born in a barn, you're funny.
That's a semi bite.
Jesus.
Fucking aggressive.
Jesus.
You're on your period.
I think Shed's on for a win again.
Aye, Shed, I think you've romped that.
I think so.
There's a bit of cheating going on, I think.
Can't just win fair and square. Definitely like corruption.
I've got 6.
I've got 4.
3.
Yes. Okay, hell done.
I'm falling off a cliff last couple of hours.
And I thought I would have been right on Mike Street.
No.
To be fair.
I'd go for tough questions, weird questions, because I'm also writing up a quizzing just new and stuff like that, so it's a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be fine.
For your quiz.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it, Dean.
Think so, aye.
Okay.
You got other questions, sorry.
Aye. Yeah. Follow the years, I'll send it to you blank, and you can write your own answers.
And see if we get.
See if you get at least that way you think.
I'll need to get any questions.
I'll give you the questions.
It's
going to
be one of that night. It's going to be one of that night. Once I got a text earlier about Warnock's press comms, I thought, here we go.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Must have been a couple of faults a day when he was testing.
Maybe,
sorry, mate.
No, you're all right. Did somebody buy you a Big Mac a day through SAS again or something?
That should have been my mug of three.
Pickles in it.
I'll let you save that.
So I'll be fine.
Hi, Michael.
Good week last week. Been up to?
Fine.
Dunk, what have you been up to?
It was at the Tawdry on Saturday.
The Bonnie Reg.
Bonnie Reg, and just fails.
No.
Just going to the gym, looking after kids.
Aye. Just life.
Just life, aye. Not doing much at the minute.
Yeah, it's a while since you've had that drama. Like,
I know.
Just trying to think. Burst a tyre or fucking...
Well,
it's in a shit out of carpet and shit like that.
Really, I didn't feel off
a drama.
I know, I'm just trying to think, there will be. I need to start DVD and writing Dune because I forget. Somebody did say that to me. He goes, you've never had a work the other day, actually. You've never had a drama in a while.
Life's going well for you at the moment, though. fucking bowling. It's a big time you stop granted.
If only you can't.
What about yourself, Shed?
This weekend. Poker. Regional finals in the poker on Saturday. So, good day.
Mm-hmm.
Good day. Did all right. Worked a lot. Got some luck. Didn't have any luck to start with. Then come in, lit just a 4 hour fast break and got some decent chip count. So, I did all right. Worked a lot. Finished. Again.
24th. No, 19th.
No, 16th. 16th. 16th.
Was it? 16th. So, it was good.
Kicking the ass for the final tail. Aye. Boys and girls for the Oak, they did.
Four or five at the final table, I think.
I think I was about seven or eight in the top 20.
Was in Elder, was it Elder?
He won.
Lee won, so shout out to Lee. Brilliant.
So at least smile for a photo. Got a photo when he won. He looked like he'd fucking.
That's Lee smiling.
It's maybe for Cummins, he's never seen the technology before.
If it's hard to reach.
For the cloak, it goes with the camera.
It's like a photo he didn't ken why he was in it. Was he drinking? He couldn't have been.
No word, I think he was. So I shout out to Lee for winning. Good win for him.
Somebody took a second. Oh, Jim. Maybe New Deer can claim him a bit.
I picked doing Royal Oak.
Did he?
So best poker players of the Tura, is that what we're saying?
Basically, aye.
Oof.
Yep. Basically.
So it was Saturday.
Sunday reference, Sunday morning.
Oh, for about?
Up at Vale. Vale 2011's versus Cooter Rob Roy.
Cooter Rob Roy?
Aye. Good game.
CS is for I would struggle being a ref, you see.
Aye, because you'd be.
I couldn't get in the Vale.
I guess. Give him a pen.
Gave him a pen. I'd actually hate to be a decapitation in the box before I get Vale a pen.
Shed's closet bath, my next ever inside.
Good game. Hey, couple neighbour lasses playing for the Vale, actually.
The mixed.
You're a little mixed up to the under 16s.
Okay. Are you?
Aye. Yeah. A lot of lasses in the centre of the park. Aye. Streets above Abdi else in the pitch.
Aye.
It's really a big statement.
I know.
Either a big statement or is a poor statement in how.
No, I'm sure some good players, aye. But that little lassie, I'm not joking, she just can't fit by.
Aye.
She was good. Really good. So, Vale won 4-1.
Aye.
4-1. Comfortable victory, actually, because our boys didn't it.
Any back chat?
No. Nah. Just the usual.
The lassie was the best player on the pitch, genuinely.
Aye.
If it is group under
13s.
That's fucking impressive, huh?
She was good. Mm-hmm. Really good.
It's changed days, huh?
It is.
I was some good lads as well. Like, aye. She was, I would have
said. A bit of physicality.
Because I would have thought that age.
Tackles fleeing in and out.
Not really.
No.
Nah. There was a couple of big lads for Cooter. Aye. The big centre half. He was rocking ready, like.
Aye.
Not too much physicality, to be honest with you. No, it was decent.
Any controversy?
Easy game to ref. No hassles.
Pen? Dubious?
Stonewaller.
You've said that about every pen you've given. Stonewaller.
The boys come in the box, at the corner of the box, the boys, the Vale lads got here, afore him, and he's just tapped it past him, and the boys just wiped him clean out.
Aye.
So it looks as though he's made a good tackle. Mm-hmm. He's went right through the Vale boy first.
Aye.
Before he's got in the bar.
Okay.
Stonewaller.
Next. So if you ask Shed, was it definite pen? It's the same as if you ask him if he's had a hangover. You can answer the phone.
Aye.
Fine. No, it was fine.
No, it was all right. Aye. And then out on Sunday.
Fair peeve.
Aye, it was both like a burst bar.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good laugh.
Well, they met you, did she?
We come off a train, just met a line just at Union Square.
She was doing it here where I get business, but...
No.
I'm joking. Nobody buy
her. Thought she was walking well.
Does that still happen?
Is it?
I thought I'd be online nowadays, no?
It's going to be stuff you can do for free. Surely.
So how far did you go for a start when you was in the tune?
I was biding at Ibis and Shipro, so I went to Wig.
Oh, aye.
Then Blackfriars. and then across the arch is Bull Simpson's, then back to the Wig, and then what if our suburb Muggy's Grill?
That's good,
that's good, eh? Good, eh? Recommend them to you. Aye. Good feed.
Whereabouts that?
In Marshall Square.
Aye.
Good feed.
Fair feed.
Aye. Fair burgers you get in a hang on here. Really good.
Yeah. It's a Wig. Is that a LGBTQ plus bar, huh?
No, it used to be called Dilton Wig.
Oh, no, it's nae.
It's nae, nae.
No.
No. There's nae, nae
there's
flags.
Nae, there's nae alphabet community in here.
No.
Just a queue at a bar.
Jesus, Mike.
You're always
fucking.
I'd like.
Superb.
All right, sorry.
Come out of there, went, where'd we go? Mark Amron's Schoolhouse.
Jesus, mm-hmm. Few boozers.
A wild boar. Closing time.
Aye.
Jesus.
Tell you, fucking Aberdeen was deed, eh?
Was that?
Well, that's lies. The pubs were totally deed. But the school, come out of Marshall Square, went up School Hill. It was hoaching me folk. Because that Spectres thing was on.
Aye,
oh, the light thing. The amount of folk I brought into the new Aberdeen was unbelievable.
Aye.
Cracking.
But in terms of the hell day, there's not much folk going about on a Sunday now, is there?
No. When we went back to the hotel, we stood at the bottom of Castlegate and looked up Union Street. We was only folk here.
Aye.
He'll place ourselves.
Maybe Kent News coming.
Maybe.
If so I hear one shout about the Glazers, I'm off.
So it was good crack. Just me and the wife. Good fun.
Aye. Good fun. Bit rough on the Monday.
Nope.
Tired, a wee bit tired.
No, it was alright.
Full breakfast, that's what I was waiting here. You must have had a fail.
You go across the Wetherspoons.
No, I went up to McDonald's.
Aye.
Oh,
aye. For breakfast?
We needed Primark.
Nae for me.
No.
Okay. Aye, but it wasn't breakfast, it was past 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Oh right. So
Big Mac.
Oh, it's alright. I'll let you off. Big Mac before 12 o'clock.
Aye. Mm. On chips.
That's dubious, is it?
Aye.
It's got to be after 12.
It's a cut off, isn't it?
That was my breakfast. It's fine.
Big Mac for breakfast.
Aye. Big Mac and chips and a big thing of Coke.
Oof. Yeah. From yourself, Mas.
Poker Friday. Got the finals table. Just made it in the mare. Didn't have a lot of chips. Went out in the 8th, so I got some points. And then Saturday, I got some more wood delivered.
Oh, aye.
From a wood burner.
Mr. Duke it.
ID Wood. That's ID Wood.
He's not thought that through, is he?
I can't know if he's meant that or no. I just thought
just
about
that.
So I wrote it down here. ID Wood. ID Wood.
Oh, no.
So I got a couple of cubes of hardwood.
Aye.
I got 3 cubes of softwood, and I thought it was maybe mincing through that too quick. So I'll try a hardwood. Like,
well, they'll burn together just to burn.
So that'll maybe last a bit longer. So I've tried a few logs on the last couple of nights and does seem to last a bit longer. Deer I like.
Aye.
Only get 2 cube of hardwood for the price of 3 cube of softwood, Ken.
Aye, but your 2 cube of hardwood's probably lasting 4 cube of softwood.
I'm experimenting with.
Aye.
A lot of folks say it's better to have a wee mix, Ken.
Aye.
Some soft and hard.
Aye.
Jesus.
ID Wood. Okay.
Too far, Paul. This is carry on. Carry on, Britain, Podin.
So then I ended up at poker as well. I lasted 34th, I think it was. 36th or maybe 34th.
I was 100 old folk here, though.
Oh, 104.
That's good. That's good.
I lasted good a good
few hours.
If it was time to start 1 o'clock, I was still 5 hours. I was still. So again, first table. I'm not joking, man. Shed was on table with me first. I ended up in the same table as him. I was a boy at the table. It just would not shut up. Verbal diarrhea. I'm not joking. I've never experienced that before. He never shut up. Like Ken, I like. A bit of banter at a poker table, especially if you can. And a bit of banter, it's a good laugh. But let's just play cards new and again. He'd be telling stories. He's one of them. Tells his life story to the boy sitting next to him.
Never meet a boy in his life.
I think
again.
I heard him saying shit like, "Oh, I've been having a good time lately. And this is a good break for me, a good mental break." And then,
oh, no.
And now, oh, let's play a hand together. And shut the fuck up.
Thought he was Daniel Negreanu or something, Ken. Just honestly. I brought my headphones with me just because I was getting to listen to football results. Oh, I thought, I'm putting them, man. So aye. I put them in, but I couldn't concentrate. My mind doesn't work. Like, I have to get full concentration. Yep. And that's by my mom, my fucking God. Like, yeah, I was wanting some sort of superpower. Ken, for you can flick a card and kill him with it. Oh, sorry, I'm just folding. Just the jugular. Is that James Bond, boy and Eddie? Oh, was his hat? Was it his hat?
Odd job in it.
Odd job with his hat. If he could do it with his hat, he could do it with a card.
All right.
No bother.
So it's just no need, like, again.
Aye.
Was it shit?
It was just constant shit.
Constant. Ken, we could aspect shite.
If his banter was good and it was a bit of card, but it wasn't. It was life story shit. And I was like, shut the fuck.
I'll watch Piers Morgan if I watch life stories.
Aye. I knocked him out later on.
Aye.
With the flukiest knockout ever.
Raging.
He was. Aye. I was laughing. He'd appear against my, I'd ace something. Ace 10, I think. And we ended up, he ended up all, and I called him, and he'd appear a fives through to her, and it come out, I think it was 7-7-10, and then it come out just like a shit card, and then another 10. So the board played because the two pairs on the board were higher than his pair. Yeah. I'd an ace. Oh. So my ace played and knocked him out. Oh, we laughed.
That was the highlight of the day. I stayed for about 10 minutes just to see how he was getting on. He had quite a lot of chips when I left. I thought, he might make a final table, but I got a phone call about 5 minutes after. I was saying, that's weird.
I got knocked out with a flush. Well, these things happen.
Yeah. So it was Saturday afternoon.
Sheila and Tor on the way home. Okay. Jumbo fish.
No, back into the fish again.
Aye. And a large box of chips. Too much.
Aye.
Too
much. back context, we had chipper chips. We were supper on Saturday and it fed four of us. So the fact that he can eat that is incredible.
Aye, but it was too much.
Did you eat it?
It was too much. I ate it hell long. Ruined my health Saturday night because I was scared. I was in pain. Aye, it was the apple chippers, Ken. I'm absolutely starving.
You've got to finish.
I'm like, I'm getting a jumbo fish and I'm just going to get a big box of chips and I'll start be hungry after that. But yeah, I'm halfway through a chip. But I feel like a man if I didn't finish all my chips. So I had to finish them. But I paid for it.
See ya.
So Sunday I sorted out the weed. Because he just dumped it in the middle of my garage. Couldn't I get a car in, Ken? So I could feel the wife going. So that's the first thing I did Sunday morning. Packed it up against my walk, and it's almost like a feature in my garage now. So I did that. Watched the Arsenal game. Then watched the United game. And then I tried to bite up my Super Bowl. I got McCaffrey's fumble. And that's the last thing I made. It was the very first play.
First play?
Well, first drive. And then I fell asleep. I woke up, my TV was off. Ken, it must have been in that sleep mode. Shut off. So then I woke up and I couldn't even be bothered. Ken, when you walk up on the sofa and you've like got to do stuff. You've got to put a remote away or something, Ken, because... I just needed to get to my bed again. So, but then I was awoken by tinging on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck again? So I looked at my phone. Massey, you jammy bastard. And I can't straight away. I'd won the sweeper. Fixing all this, obviously. But I had the shittest number in the world. A 2 and a 5.
He gave me a tenner. A tenner on Saturday. He says, 20, I better hit a couple of squares. And I thought... 2 and 5, that's never coming in. It needs to be like 42-35 to make it work. Shame.
Did you see the highlights of it?
No. And I've seen some of the bits in TikTok and that, but I haven't watched the highlights yet.
Supposedly poor. Like again.
I watched the highlights. It wasn't overly impressive.
I think it was a muffed punt was crucial. I think 49ers had chances. I've seen the last offensive play. They forgot to block a fucking defensive line. Okay. Purdy didn't get much chance. That was about wide open in the end zone.
I said overtime was more exciting than the Hail game.
It's the same way every sport.
It's a big game and a big fight. He's tight.
Yeah. Didn't want to go for it.
Nobody wants to make a major mistake. So sometimes.
So how many rings has Mahomes got?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Another four to match Brady.
Aye. It's possible. He's only 28, like.
It's possible.
If the Chiefs can keep going. The Chiefs are, yeah, can they just find a way to win?
Aye.
Like our good teams do.
Yeah. Right.
Like, they're becoming a bit of a dynasty now, and so they get, they're in your head. Again, they've been here, done it
but
before.
The fact that it's set up so that a team can dominate shows how brilliant they've done.
Because it's also got any major receivers, Ken. So Mahomes is only, well, Kelsey, but he's tight a tight end. But like then I had really got any elite receivers.
No, because Tyreek Hill went to Dolphins.
I lot of folk hate the Chiefs. I quite like him. They're in your division, that's what you hate.
You appreciate how good Mahomes is.
Mahomes' Kelsey connection is fucking amazing. Ken.
Aye.
But we'll get to Kelsey.
Later on.
So, that was my weekend. I woke up Monday. It was the best. Usually, I always wake up on a Monday morning with that song stuck in my head. Tell me why I don't like Monday.
Boomtown Rats.
But I was now, it's like... I had that song, Money, Money, Money,
like $1 million man.
Money.
Ted DiBiase.
I think The Apprentice in America was the theme tune.
Was it?
That's again Trump. Oh, yeah. It was Money, 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 Money.
We find beer tokens for Euros, though.
Aye. Definitely. Yeah, he was fine, something to spend it
on. Oh, aye, definitely. When you've got kids, on our way.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Start waiting for it, like. The fuck's going on, like?
I know. Keep
show me the money.
30 days payment. Just 13p interest in the money.
I'm needing hard cash.
I need to read the biscuit.
I bet Abdi else has been paid.
No, Hannah. I would do apologise, by the way.
I'll get on it.
I'll see.
Hannah paid you a boy's manager a month.
On the sweet bee, thanks for Abdi. It entered, by the way. It was a big mad rush coming on Sunday, so we've got all this square sword. Vaughan Chalmers, 150 quid.
I still like
our mate Bennett.
Twice. Just Bennett wins so much stuff.
Just with the scoring the jam he get. So he'd £300, and then our good friend Massey here, 450. So good effort for Abdi. It was really good.
Good stuff. In it to win it.
Mike? Do you win any money at the weekend?
No.
Naven, we're laying working?
No. Nah. I'll put a tenner in. Tell her to put a tenner in, did she?
Aye, she did.
No, not much. Friday night, bit off piece, but we had a shielding door on the Friday night.
Oof.
So that was fine.
You hate each?
I had a chicken fillet supper.
It's a fair eat up, but he looks it's good.
But the wife quite and put the bag in the counter. Couped to her. Chips couped out of flair.
That's a restock.
There was a restock. Half the chips were in the bottom of the bag.
Oh, nice. Aye. Good, that's worked them well.
Mere chips went out of hand.
I'm getting nudge mine in the next area.
So it was Friday night, just sat and watched TV. Saturday, got my hair scythed for Barbara and Tara here, then up to Fithers, usual Saturday, Kenzie's just a roll, blether. Missed the Tyrone United game. It was up to him yapping.
What did you get for the hairdresser? What did you ask for?
Two fade with a bit of a tap.
Two fade, a bit of a tap. It's getting thin.
It's gone.
Dunks only, and we still a full head of hair.
I've got a biscuit.
Strong roots there.
It's for a heart attack, this, do you?
Fuck, I must have been in the tent.
So that was Saturday, Sunday. Quiet. The grandson ruin. The other one was playing fat bass. So I looked after the other one. So I watched Sing 2 for about a thousandth time. Aye. Great film.
Sing 2. You must have seen Sings.
Never heard of it. Honestly, never heard of it.
No.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've never watched it. I've heard
Sing
of it.
Is in S-I-N-G.
Yes. Sing. It's good. Like
Demi would love it. She must have seen it.
Did I watch TV?
No.
iPads. That's it.
So it was Sunday, very quiet. Just the lane was working.
A bevy this weekend?
No, I haven't had a bevy since I was out in Aberdeen
a couple of weeks ago.
It's a quiet one. So, this is different when you've got a dog, I suppose, especially as a wee pup, Ken. You didn't want to leave her too much at a time once, Ken. So, No, it's been fine. Fine, quiet weekend.
Puppuccinos this weekend?
No.
Totally toilet training there or still?
Oh, she'll greet the back door.
Aye? Yeah, shite a piss in the house in a while.
Nah, odd, sometimes. Aye. Just depends how, if she's getting overexcited and stuff, are you playing with her? And she may be.
Oh, they're the worst when they're running about pissing. Big line. That's what Rocky used to do. Fucking hell. Like.
No, but she's been quite good. Shiting on a way outside.
Aye, that's good.
Aye. No, it's good. Sleeping wheel.
How are you getting on with picking up dog shit?
Oh, I couldn't cope with that.
Never bother at all.
I just leave it.
Aye.
I don't know.
You fucking do.
I don't know. If it's in the middle of pavement.
Finger right through the
If it's any weds,
does my dicks and folk see dog shit in the pavement?
Aye, that's your order.
That's your order.
That is your order.
Got to pick up.
That is totally your order.
Aye. Got to pick up.
I would, if I seen some dog shite.
Aye, you'd say something.
Aye. You ever seen the video of the boy shouting at the manny and the manny his near bag, so you see his hands.
I have seen it.
Dog shit's got to be the worst smell in history.
Oh, if he's stunning it. He's stunning it. That's it in your nose, Adi.
It's a scrub and brush job, and then they've got to go in a washing machine after that. For
my
a fool.
My ball builder's tool's working wheel, like, so using a tool to pick up a shite, like, in a bag, like. But no, fine, quiet weekend.
It's good, isn't it?
No, it's fine. I was supposed to go on Sunday.
Just get on his zeros.
Get on his zeros. Nah,
honestly, they're just.
It's like not diving your sister, is it?
They taste identical.
Tastes the same, but it's just near right. Mike, you're sick, man.
Very. But so, quiet weekend. Seen some of the fat bar on Sunday. As I say, I was trying to go doing Wichita United, but too busy yapping my feather and that. Good win for him.
Aye, Cardin, man.
Four now against Huntley.
I spoke to Xander at work today. He was actually playing for Huntley. He said he was very impressed with him. He said, because there was a couple of boys, well, the boy Reece McHugh was at Huntley with him, and he says he was no great shakes, and he says there's boys that are playing that, well, he said that weren't the best of four, and he's massively improved in that. He says that can only be due to Warren, the manager. But he said the pressing game and just how well coached are, so he's, you know, it's a huge difference. Obviously they got pumped, he said. So
I'd refuse. See, if when I was playing, I'd never complimented the other team. I'd not interested in how good they were.
I think it's just it was just a purely one on one conversation.
Even at that, I would refuse the game credit. I would though. I never give opposition any credit. If we lost, it's because we were shit. They're shit than I, but we were worse.
Aye. It was the referee's fault.
Well. Aye, ref. But they're doing well, aye.
Aye, definitely. Aye, aye.
Seen the goals, like.
Aye.
Aye, some good goals. Cock had a huge strike. Hoot his feet.
Aye.
Whipped it in. Aye, it's good to see they're doing really well.
Doing really well, aye. Top 17. Okay, West last. Well, I'd like to see the predictions, though, if it was said end of the season.
I said top six.
Did you?
Did I?
I said top half. Aye. I think you said 11th.
Nah. I said bottom half.
No, I didn't really.
But you can, you're really ooting a wimp in your marking predictions about Highland League, because so many different things can happen. Like Bucky's fell ahead a mile, Ken, and you can never envision a amount of games ahead, and that's going to fuck them. With no chance, Nate.
And plus, they're playing.
You didn't see Dino leaving Tara, Ken, and then replaced him with somebody better, Ken. So.
Aye. So, fat about Bucky, though. They're playing at Vale, were they? Is it Bucky's pitch fucked? Or?
Apparently so. I've seen a picture of Kane at work, and he was showing us some just like a massive 30 foot square bit, it's just like a plude bark. So.
Aye.
Oh, it's not you, does it?
Well, I wouldn't fix one anytime soon.
No. Bucky's always kind of weak, kind of park, is it?
Aye, aye.
It's not the best pitch. It's not the best. Times,
it's a bit of a slope as well. It's straight across.
Breaking our human hose, do they?
It's a lot of
to see on
the points in the board,
because you're getting to the point of like fucking beat him, really. Aye. And it's probably only the top three you'd think could beat him.
Bucky, you've got to roll Bucky out, I think, like Massey says, just be the volume of games. Or
too much.
It's going to be too
big a ask.
Here's a case in point. Xander was saying they're playing Nairn on Wednesday, and he's like, we're saying a bit of work thing, he's got to leave work early because they're leaving Faye and Verurie at 4 o'clock or something.
Some bosses will just say no.
Aye.
Well, Bucky and Morsnick, they're playing Brora.
Well, there you go.
So. At Brora. Ken, that's fucking brutal. They used to
have a rule, and you was only allowed to play somebody within a 100-mile radius in a midweeker.
Aye.
So, like, Brora couldn't play Bucky, and Bucky. Ken,
they're struggling that bad. I can't remember your dad had said, but James was telling me that they're asking him if they can play Sundays. Uh-huh. That Gundry and other high in league club was asking about if Sundays are an option for him to get games played or something.
Really?
Right.
Aye, Bucket is.
Well, just, no. Are the teams.
Are the teams.
To get certain games played.
If it's Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I need to check what I could
do. Maybe Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Aye.
Kind of, if tonight's a training.
Mm-hmm. Aye, well, they'll probably train on Monday, actually. Monday.
But the thing is, if you are up with your games, you're not getting what idea do, because no, can your hospitality is necessarily
exactly again,
yeah, so
exactly.
You're not going to want to swap that fucking Sunday.
That's for it's bread and butter to them, isn't it?
That's what your gate fee is.
SHFL being in touch with clubs and they now want to play games at all costs due to the backlog. We've been asked if we want to play games on a Sunday.
I'd just say no.
If I was a clock,
if I was up to speed with my fixtures, nah,
just nearly
playing on a Sunday.
Now, what's I'm saying, a couple of boys I've spoke to have said they've turned around and said Saturdays for football, Sundays for, again, aye, for folk who've got family.
It's family time,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can, you're going out on a Saturday night, if I can.
Nah.
No.
Nah, I couldn't go out on a Saturday night either.
I can.
Well, you could, but you wouldn't play.
I would definitely take that into consideration for when I was playing.
Oh, 100%.
Sunday, no.
Amateur football was brilliant, though, back in the day. You can go out on a Saturday night and go and play Sunday football and still be half cut.
And you used to come down and watch Thistle, and it was the Buck and Meat days on a Sunday. You used
they had a tinny and a tabby at half time.
That should sort them out.
I was listening to Mark Hughes. They were asking him best players he'd played with, and he said two guy was mm-hmm. one of the best players ever played with.
Yeah.
Says he was unbelievable.
6-10
But he says he liked the fag at half time.
Did he?
Can even for a wee smoker, can smoking at half time. Well, the boy I've counted that was Rico Marson.
Smoking in the shower.
Do you mind that came out of bail when I was smoking in the dressing room because his fag was the booty right and it started going on fire in his suit fucking pocket.
I can manage, man. He tried to start, can hide it, but it never got to do it right, Ken.
Next thing, it's smoke coming out
in his pocket.
Rico Marson.
Brilliant.
No, and 2-2, we for Martin and Brockers at the weekend as well.
Aye.
They're kind of outed. I think it's just a
Brock.
Aye, Brock.
Or for Martin's outed.
Aye. Brock was
Brock's
well
outed.
Brock's well outed.
Aye, for Martin's
well outed.
Aye. Just a
two. I can just see Bucky breaking, sorry, wouldn't it? To be breaking.
Fuck, I can't challenge him apart from Bunks a D would be your.
Brora's got a lot of games to play now.
I can, but that's going to screw him as well.
Yeah. But there you go. We said it here. You heard it here first. Breakings get one of the league.
Definitely be true.
I told you that at the start of the season, didn't you?
Tara's playing tomorrow's night.
Did I mind about breaking this season?
No.
Was it a season I forgot
season
about?
You forgot about him.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Because you said Bucky
for Martin.
For Martin, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Forrest are not making it out of me. Have you given up the ghost now?
No, it's a long way yet. game, you just throw a team in there.
I can't even mind our Premier League predictions, to be honest.
No.
I must have said City this year.
I think Shea put my United.
No, I wasn't that daft.
No.
I had him top four, though, which is still on.
Tell you, it's funny to listen back.
Aye, definitely.
How wrong you were.
But heating up nicely, Highland League, can't beat it. I love watching Highland League football.
I do like Highland League.
It's good. Games, more than it, I'm saying, Tara's playing Keith up at Keith.
See, Tara's doing a
70-year.
A 70-year memorial strip or something.
All right.
We are the players, are the
legends of it.
Played for him. Take it to be legends. Yeah. Couldn't it be just every player?
Okay. No. Only names come to mind when you think of Tara United?
Oh, Marcy, you'll be on.
Jim Alexander.
Dowdall.
Marcy will be on. Captain. Oh, the captains will be on.
Surely.
Aye.
Well, how long was you captain for?
6 years. Seven,
nah, you'll definitely be on.
You'll definitely
first captain in Highland League.
100%.
Scored in the first game as well.
Nailed on.
Most successful.
Nailed on legendary status.
Nailed most successful captain in the club's history. Two trophies in one season.
Aye, junior. Well, junior days.
Yeah. You'll have a few Chalmers on there.
Should be, aye.
Aye, the Chalmers. The Chalmers clan.
Mm-hmm.
Think it'd be, the players that were there. Beardy,
yeah.
Sammy Walker.
Davey.
Boys like that.
Davey.
That'd be a few names.
Be nice. Is it going to be up for sale and stuff like that?
So it will be.
Like a thing. And
I think it is.
I think I might purchase something.
My dad just gave me it and said, look at this. And try to get information out of it. I just...
Speak about it.
Look at it. Or if Ken,
look nice in the wild. Look nice in the wild here, would it?
I would need to put some stuff up in the wild, yeah.
Good stuff. Dunk Hughes into Peterdeen Saturday. Bonnie Rigg Rose, Saberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
Our game was it?
Terrible.
Aye.
But just going to what Marcy said about boys picking shite. Two boys behind me for Fife. Clearly had a drink. They were Dons fans. Never stopped spicking the entire game. And boy, he was sitting next to my tap in the shooting and goes, are that boys Dean Yahid? And I went, oh my God. And then obviously there was a couple of narky kind of boos because obviously the game is going well and this boy starts piping up going, this is what's wrong. Getting a winning 2-0, what'd they expect? Bloody Aberdeen fans. I try to leave it. They just wouldn't stop spicking for 90 minutes non-stop. And eventually says, listen mate, I'm a season ticket holder. I watch a shit every week. I says, I'm not expecting him to score 5 goals, but I'm expecting him to pen him in against a glorified junior team and batter him. I says, then I created one chance in the second half. I says, so that's what folk are getting narked about. Then he started again. I was just like, oh my God. And then this boy went, I just leave it. And I went, just never stop speaking for 90 minutes. Just utter shite. And then a Fife accent was just cutting through me like a knife. But something a bit, a lot of folk were getting annoyed because, like Jazza said, I wasn't expecting, you can't guarantee your team's going to score 10 goals. But against a team for 3 years ago as a junior team, aye, Aberdeen should have been dominating them. And they didn't. And then once Miovski went off, it was like, well, this is life without Miovski. Nothing happening. And they didn't hit one shot on goal in the second half. And as I said, I think if you can on and about fit, but nobody's fooled by it. It's the same players. Might be a new manager who's telling a few home truths, but it's the same things that's happening. Because that's the two games. I went to see him Orange Night because it'll be purely his team. Because what I was going to beat Bonnie Rigg, but be interested to see Faz in and out. He kind of said in his interview, without getting too deep, just saying, well, the boys that came in did nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the fringe players have been on the bench started, and the boys that kind of kicked the butt got on. So he did Max Sivin's job, a bit poor.
Wait to see how Abdi reacts. Yeah.
And then you watch certain boys he was continually speaking to, and that's clearly the ones that hadn't got a clue. He was constantly speaking to Shaden Morris, Duke.
Pretty much interview. I listened to today, and he was on about leaders. I like a lot of leaders on the team, and he says, I've only got Shinny. And nobody else.
And that's basically saying that. Can I be saying it? Why is he always playing him? He's clearly always management playing because there's nobody else, to lead it.
Well, look at last week, and they played Rangers, and Johnny Hayes was starting. He's a kind of leader, and I suppose
experienced player.
Right? Exactly.
I can tell by his interviews, he's surprised at how low the quality is. Like,
I think so. You can hear it in the undertone for sure, right?
Because he keeps on saying stuff like, "Well, I can only work with what I've got,"
which is code for
basically. And he says there's going to be ups and downs. He said that,
which is reading between the lines. This is shite.
He is. That's what it feels like when you listen to his interviews. But it starts tomorrow for him.
Aye, definitely.
Because again,
Rangers a free hit.
It was only in one day.
If it shed means when he says free hit, and then Bonnie Rigg, that I was going to
beat him regardless. Far played.
Dodry. The morn is a game for.
He said 2 weeks. It's his team.
So fit changes you expecting after listening to what he's saying. Fit you expecting, don't fit.
I guess I've just the team that played against him. I think he'll just go back to that. And just Dukes had got a hell 90 minutes, did nothing. So he's going to get to play. It's just a thank God he's got Miovski, I'd say, because did I create nothing? It's the same thing. They might be all right against better teams, but when Aberdeen have got to push the game, they can't create nothing. Anytime a team comes at them, they're pretty good in the counter-attack, but when they dominate possession, they just kind of open their teams up.
Clarkson last season, he was a man.
I know.
The cutting pass. If it's happening, he's just done nothing this season.
I tell you, Phil, they're missing Ramadani.
Oh, they're missing him. He's
massively.
But he was not... He was not a defence splitting fucking guy.
He was the anchor for your playoff. Okay,
a few times I said I'd never seen a guy run as much because he covered that much grass. Again, and I don't think there's
a while off. Folks, see Barron. Was that maybe a kind of replacement?
Well, his boy Phillips is meant. He looks all right, but then I'm starting to think even just already Warren, he comes straight in and played, and then Warnock's came in. And he's never started on any of the games, so I'm starting to think already maybe he doesn't fancy him.
Okay.
So
Bendigo line Saturday.
Aye. So like you can see, he swapped the team, but the goalie was Bend. That's a fact. I reckon for him, he says that wasn't like I'm getting a goalie on you.
I think that just
definitely a statement.
Aye.
Landed lucky for him.
He could drop him and Ken, the new boy's negative face on his shots while shooting a D. Did he?
He did actually a couple of saves. Yeah. they should have scored. Aye, they cleared off the line. Devlin cleared off the line.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Fucking hell.
There was a boy fatter than us playing in the middle of Parham. Hey, you look number 10 from whoever he was. Half decent player, like. But, and he was like, cannot alone. Should have just been getting run over Hedo based on his shape he was in. But nah. But as I said, he's bound to nail them in the dressing room after that for sure. Aye. I just think you can always hear an undertone of his interview.
But again, the players aren't worried a fuck because
4 months he's gone.
4 months he's gone. So I'm not giving a fuck. Yeah. He can roar and shout all he wants. I'm not caring.
Well, I had a spiel about you think Aberdeen could split the Old Firm's easy to say when you're only here for four months. Because if you said that as a permanent manager, after a couple of years, they're going, well, I thought he was going to split the Old Firm. Nobody would ever say that in a permanent job.
And even sort of saying about the players and he sort of being uptick, and you wouldn't get away with saying that, but he knows he's only there for 4 months. He can. I did quite enjoy him saying, they'll probably ask me at some point and I'll tell him.
Tell him some home truths. So he's obviously speaking.
And obviously he's banned the phones, isn't he?
Banned the phones in the dressing room, aye.
I banned the phones around about the training ground in the dressing room.
Aye.
So he's obviously noticed things straight away with the young team.
He'll get back to basics.
And after the Bonnie Rick Rose, he was asked about the quarter final now, because I will probably get knocked out for play like that.
Exactly, that was...
But he's got to watch though, eh?
Nice.
Because if he's banning phones and really getting and criticising the players publicly, which he's kind of half nade in, half den, if he starts doing that and the players chuck the toys out of pram,
then
they're not that far off a second bottom.
Okay, but then that's clear and obvious where the problem lies, isn't it?
And the thing is with Scottish football, there's a lot of boys that are normally just on 2 year deals, so they can't really run a risk because they'd just get rid of them, wouldn't they?
Aye.
Because they've got 13 boys in this year, they had to do it again, they'll have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, some folk are going like, oh, can the bit of the Warnock love in, Ken? It doesn't fool me, it's the same shite. Mm-hmm. And that's why somebody actually texts me saying, I expected a bit better and all the rest of it. And I was like, well.
Isn't he a miracle worker?
Exactly. So it's just basically, you should have stuck with Robson because it'll be the same shite.
Because it's just, at the end of the day, it's just another guy telling you how to play.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you can only piss with the cock you've got.
Exactly.
And Aberdeen have proved time again they've no consistency, Ken. And are their best performances have came backs to the wah.
Aye.
Ken, they played half decent against Rangers at Ibrox. Rangers have been a good run and they're running pretty close, Ken. Frankfurt home and away.
Aye.
Kind of home didn't mean much, but away for home, it was a good performance, Ken. Celtic, they played all right, Pottodry, Ken. Sadly. Their better performances are back fit.
Aye.
But if they have to come out and dominate a team, they're struggling.
Should Dunk be saying Saturday again?
Jovsky's unbelievable. I'm telling you, like, just two chances again. Aye. His conversion rate must be ridiculous. It must be over 80% for the chances he's got to fit. He's put away.
His goal against Rangers last week was brilliant, you know.
Aye. He's away in the summer.
Aye, it was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Aye, it was just last
Tuesday.
Aye.
That was some goal.
Mm-hmm. Played away, Aberdeen. Rangers obviously nicked it. No, they didn't nick it. Sending half an hour, was it, boy, Stirling? See, they tried to rescind it, but they didn't.
No.
They didn't get it approved, did they?
It was actually good to see, even for my perspective, a ref sticking his guns.
Oh, definitely.
I didn't think it was a sending half.
Loads of folk have said that. The fact that he just went. 50-50.
Aye, went to the screen.
The fact that the ref went, no, I made that decision, I'm standing by it.
Would I like to
see more of that?
Yeah. But Rangers seem to be playing really, really well at the moment.
It's just quietly working a while. I think we play that great against.
I heard a new boy was pretty good midweek.
The boy for Wolves is a good player.
Boy Fabio.
4.5 million boy, supposed to be a good player.
Aye, winger boy, Colombian boy, supposed to be half decent. But Rangers got a good bit of momentum going on just now, Ken.
Aye.
And Rickard Rodgers is doing fit he's doing.
Think treble lined up for Rangers this season? Think the leagues?
Better chance of Celtic. We can get knocked out of competition and still win the treble.
Aye, true. So, but do you think it's leading towards Rangers now, this league? Possibly.
It's just going to do the Old Firm games, isn't it?
It's because Rangers have gathered a bit of momentum. Clements made them a wee bit better. And Celtic kind of quite fit they were last year. So it's definitely closer.
Aye.
There's a title race. But can you boys think that Rangers might do it? But when you actually support a team, you're a bit pessimist, saying that Celtic's still favourites. But it's easy for you boys to protect the Rangers to win, because if they didn't, you're like, oh well, you can't win, you can't lose, can you? Because if they win, you say, oh well, I was right. And if they didn't, Rangers are not going to like.
Yeah, I just think Celtic get Hatate back, that's Maeda back, and if he gets the boy Kyogo scoring, then they're a three, I think, game changer for them.
Mm-hmm. Aye, but they've been so poor, Celtic.
Yeah, they're not.
I think what I would say, if Celtic seem to have been stagnant with the team, and Rangers have obviously tried to go out and improve in the market January in the summer. Didn't they get that good in the summer, but obviously changed the manager. It's like they're putting in a bit more effort almost to try and win it than Celtic.
Why Celtic didn't strengthen?
Okay, and I dick. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Weirdly.
Because every team strengthens. On a level.
If you're at the top of the game, that's the time to do it.
Aye. The worst thing you can do is stand still, is it? Even though you're winning, if you stand still, you'll get overtaken.
I was somebody better that can come in and improve your squad.
Always. Like a City, you'd think, well, nobody's touching them, but every summer, they'll do business.
There's a player disappears.
Two world-class players come in.
So, no, I think it's poor for Celtic and might come back and bite him in the butt.
Yeah. Before we move on to English, Elgin, still Hale,
another win at weekend. Fuck me and my accumulator.
Another win.
They picked Spartans. I mean,
you're saying Huntley's been poor.
Aye.
And Elgin's improving, so.
Hale. They must be up to about mid-table.
They are, like I looked, they're about 5 points off the playoff place.
Because since Hale's left Huntley have been poor.
Poor.
And since he's joined Elgin,
I think
Elgin's
he's been long enough to prove he's making a big difference here.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think that's the highest they've been in a good few years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they've been poor the last few seasons.
Oh, they're up to sixth.
I thought that.
Ken, they were
like, how far off the playoffs? How many points?
9 points. Points, but
still
doable.
His remit for Nicky Mann was to keep him up in his 15, 10, 12, 12 points clear of Clyde at bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's a big gap.
Did they beat Clyde a couple of weeks ago?
They did.
Yep.
Yeah, but Spartans are right up there fighting for second place, Ken.
Right.
And they beat him away from him.
That's right. Last kick of that bar, wasn't he?
So he's fairly turned it around, yeah.
Good
on him.
Peterhead are doing well in the second, do they?
Yeah, they've had a few scrapy results the last few weeks.
Are they?
Right.
No, good stuff. But English Premier League, good fixture list through the weekend. Haaland on fire.
Some decent games, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My fantasy team. Fucking what a nightmare I had with the fantasy.
Aye.
Absolute shambles.
Next bud's mate.
No. I'm at 32 points.
I 22.
Aye. Fucking hell. Captain Richarlison. He never did nothing. I think the only player that scored was Saka.
Aye.
I had him, but absolute shambles.
Shambles.
First wick I've had in a while.
Aye. Double game week this weekend coming as well.
Is it?
Aye. Well, for three or four clubs. Brentford, Liverpool, Man City,
Luton.
It's Champions League night, of course.
It is.
I didn't even care that until I looked at the fixtures.
It's lost its thing, is it?
Maybe
Champions League. Caring. No.
Well, it's a knockout. This is far it gets good.
I suppose. But when you look at the fixtures, there's nothing juicy.
Copenhagen and somebody.
Copenhagen City.
Scott McGinnis' first game in Man City.
That's right. Same for Copenhagen.
Course. That's right.
Copenhagen.
They haven't played in 2 months because they have winter
break. He started in a...
Rangers and I got us through because they got a bye, did they?
Did they?
They got a bye because they topped the group. They go straight into 16, so they didn't even care for that playing yet.
All right.
Because they're in the last 32 of the Europa.
It was a draw made for it, though, so the kind of idea.
I don't think they can. They win a cane until.
No, because I think a draw gets done again once the next round's done.
Yep. I said to watch some of the Arsenal game at the weekend.
Absolutely hammered West Ham.
Hammered the Hammers.
Oh my
Jesus.
God.
Terrible for West Ham.
Some of their defenders was fucking disgraceful. Embarrassing. Honest to fuck. So unlike a Moyes team.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. He must have been.
He was fucking fuming. See his face. He was fuming.
For the beat last week for United, beat this week for Arsenal. I think the loss the week before United as well. I think he's in a bit of a bad run.
He's in a bad run, but as I said, had he won it a weekend, they went sixth. Hmm? So I just. They were trying to say out of context. I know he's in a bad run, but had they won, they would have been sixth, which...
They weren't beating Arsenal, though, were they?
No.
Arsenal looked good. Arsenal looked really good. Saka.
I think it was easy for him, though. Because Arsenal really struggled for goals, Ken, and to get sixth.
That was a striker. They didn't need a striker, really. No. Trossard up top.
Rice scored a cracker. Aye. Saka seems to be their man for goals.
Yeah. For about to say Rice and he's celebrating?
Come on.
Okay.
Well, if you looked at Gallagher, you see Gallagher, he was playing Palace, he got a winner. He was fucking
up the crowd.
He was giving a fuck. That's the way it should be.
about your Manu, coming on a bit of form now, with it.
Money fence.
They did well at the weekend, but there's still issues here.
Aye. They're playing better for sure.
They're playing better.
There's a bit more upbeatness about them.
Aye.
Creating a bit more chances.
Aye.
No, they're still a bit dodgy back.
The body language is better.
Aye, 100%.
There's definitely something going on for them. There's more bounce about them, but there's still some serious
gain up
flaws.
Too many chances.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
And we've seen all that stuff. We've been through all that stuff before. They'll hit 3-4 games. Oh, Man United are back. Then,
poof. Hammering. They're a better team.
Six.
Now, that game, Father, we've got next.
Can't mind.
If the front three are playing, it's decent, is it? Ken? Garnacho.
And they're having good games.
And Rashford and Hoyland. There's pace here, Ken.
And then you've also got
Still Judy's out in Hoyland. Luton's 5 got next.
5-5.
Aye. McTominay have a bench.
Hmm.
He must be a kicking ass for double figures this year.
He is, he's got 11, I think.
Is he?
No, it's his best return.
Bullet header.
Aye.
That was a good some cross. Aye, seen that cross.
He's coming on again, by the way, Darlow. He's growing on me.
Aye. He seems to get an extra injection of pace, I was saying, for a boy who's running down the line. He just came out of nowhere and caught him. Again.
Still suspect. He's all right going forward, but he's still suspect at the back.
Every fullback is
struggling to find fullbacks that can defend.
Just defenders in general.
Aye.
Maguire played a while against Fuller. Played well.
I did all right.
If you look at their fixtures, they've got Luton,
mm-hmm.
Fulham at home. Luton's away, like. Then they've Nottingham Forest in the FA Cup. Then they've City. Well, that's a free hit. Is that a free hit?
That's a free hit.
Then Everton at home, Sheffield United at home, Brentford away.
So they're probably looking for 6 and 7.
If they want only chance of top four,
they've got to win.
They've got to win most of games.
Aye, and then I get thumped for City.
Mm-hmm.
Ah well, but then they've got fucking Chelsea, Liverpool, Bournemouth away.
They're still in Europe.
It's not easy fixtures, to be fair.
No,
they're not in Europe anymore.
No,
oh, that's right.
Finished bottom of that group.
Aye. Ken, you're saying Luton away isn't an easy Ken. Arsenal needed a
that'll test our character. Right. If the young boys on a heap of dough turn up and go, if it's this,
they'll be alright. Luton caused problems. Like,
I do think they go to the top with Maguire. He's not playing badly, Ken. Since he's come in, and Ken, he's handling criticism and he's saying a decent spell. Man of match, though.
Keane and Merson ripped him apart, didn't they?
Did they?
Aye.
Because
Merson says, if you played, there was about 10 chances. He goes, if I played a decent team that I gave 4, then we would have been saying Man United were terrible at the back.
Ah, exactly. If the team had chances.
But then Neville was honest enough to say that he asked if I had the best stats at the game, and they just gave him a bit of paper, and it was Maguire, and that's how he gave it to him.
Aye.
Maguire's not doing anything special. He's not doing the clangers that he had previously, but he's just.
One thing I do respect, he's obviously got a strong personality with the amount of shit he took. And he still turns up.
But there's a reason he didn't shit, though, because he was shit.
Because he was shit.
Shame in a hand, Ken. He earns about 300 grand a week, Ken. He can put up with a few bombs, can't him, shite, can he?
Exactly.
But I just think they go over the top new because
he was so
bad. As much stick.
I think they need to give him praise.
If he has a game for his nae shit, he's amazing.
Which isn't right. He's just nae shit, Ken. That's at least.
I just think he's the best of a bad bunch. Centre half set Man United.
He's a threat at set pieces.
Oh, I corner kicks.
Well, that first goal came for that.
Right.
Can he reach? He's a threat.
Back, right?
He's got such a big heel. It's like a missile.
But he's up there with intent. Is the difference.
He's a big unit. He must be fit. Fit is he? 6'3".
Must be someone.
Like,
he was standing next to McTominay, and he was bigger than him.
He'll be delighted because this will get him into the
England squad.
He was getting into the squad regardless. But
well, he's one of Gareth's mates, isn't he?
Seems to me.
He's in.
But Villa's dropped off. I'd be a bit of the form.
He was getting depth, though.
A few injuries.
They did okay, though. They played
missed an awful chance.
Missed a lot of chances. But they dropped off a bit.
But yeah, Man United's putting themselves in a place where they could maybe challenge for fourth, but. I think Spurs will probably be too strong for him.
Well, Spurs at weekend, last minute, was it? Johnson?
Yeah.
It's just character, does it?
Son came off a bench. That's what happens to these boys, these good players. Like De Bruyne was coming off a bench creating goals. Son comes off a bench, wins a game for him, basically.
Aye.
I mean, fucking, my granny could have scored you on top end. Just the bar was just perfect.
Perfect for him.
Mm-hmm. The bar was amazing, wasn't it?
Aye. Angie didn't look too happy at the end of the game, like.
No.
That he was happy with performance.
Wise, aye.
But Tottenham.
Did Did anybody watch football the weekend? Did anybody watch the AFCON final Sunday night?
I watched bits of it.
Aye.
No, 4-1 it.
Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast 2-1.
Yeah. Great story.
1-0 Dún.
Mm-hmm.
Fair crowd, eh?
What a noise.
Jesus Christ. We've a Nigerian works with us, and he was not happy.
Was he there?
Sits in the both.
Super Eagle.
What's his name?
Monday.
Monday, aye.
Monday.
Aye.
Tell me why.
I was like, is that your real name, aye?
Fair enough.
Said it was a common thing in Nigeria to be called a
the day
of the
born. Week. Yeah.
Oh, right. As I sort of skin Monday, Tuesday. Hey, you can't arrest him. Fee, would you pick? It's got to be Saturday, is it?
Nah, I got Friday for me.
Friday.
Friday.
A Friday guy.
Abdi loves Friday.
Well, you definitely, you're Monday.
On that person.
I'm Wednesday, I'm middle of the week. On a fence.
Hump day.
Hump day.
I'm just thinking of the best nickname for the Ken. The shortened, because he can't call somebody Monday, Ken.
Mon.
But then you're, Mon. how do you Mon. Shorten it,
Mon.
Ken?
Mon.
Sad.
Nah.
It's a shit name.
Sati.
Sad. Sati.
Sati.
Sonny.
Sonny. Money.
It's Sonny. I'd be a good one if you were Sunday, Sonny.
Friday. Nah. Sorry, move on a bit. Blue cards. I've written down blue cards.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Give my strength.
It's obviously in the... Is it going to be a UEFA thing, or is it going to be FIFA? Is it going to be just the Premier League? Or
they're not bringing them at elite level. It's starting with kids, are they?
Are they?
I did hear something in the radio, though. There's been such a backlash worldwide that I'm not saying they're rethinking it, but they're having some conversations on it because the amount of backlash has been...
Fucking idiots who come up with your shit.
Right.
Honestly.
I will kill a game.
I'm off for it.
That will kill you.
I mentioned in here before, sin bin's probably a good
thing.
You'll
just get Abdi just 11 behind the, or 10 behind the bar and just defend for 10 minutes.
Crap. Ruin football.
Yeah.
It's already ruined.
It'll ruin it worse.
Aye.
Ruin it worse. It's a... ridiculous idea.
Honestly, it's crap.
I was trying to think of an argument for it, Ken. I'm just going to pretend I like it.
Aye.
I can't even think of a good reason for hearing it.
No.
I'd like to cut diving out. That's a rule change I would hear. I would hear a red card for diving.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, man.
Aye.
That's serious cheating. Again, serious foul play, that to me is serious cheating diving.
Aye.
And the penalty. Penalties need to go.
Penalties?
Penalties.
Aye.
Just free kicks in the box?
Aye.
Nah.
Aye.
Need the penalties. Nah. Need the penalties.
Nah, folk cheat too much for them.
Aye. So you banish pens?
I had a back pass on Sunday.
Did you? Okay, no.
Indirect free kick.
Aye, young lad. Goalie, but bug up played through. Defender got here first, and he was quite close to the goalie, and he passed it back. Then the goalie just panicked a wee bit. Dune held it.
Aye.
Kicked it away. I was like, free kick. And the loons, they kind of looked as though.
Because they'd probably never seen that rule. Given.
What's happening here?
Can you handle it at all?
No.
Aye, if you touch it with your hands, that's a pass.
Well, he stopped it, Ken.
Aye.
He was like, no.
If you palmed it out.
No, it's a free kick. It's an indirect free kick.
If you didn't
use your hands.
If
you use your hands, you're allowed to.
That's it.
Because you've passed it back deliberately, goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Ken, if
say a pass back's too hard and it's gone in and he dives to save it.
Well, would you rather do? Gyawa goal or indirect?
Aye, but would that be a free kick?
Aye.
Aye, it would.
Aye. Okay. Unless it's fucking wild in this guy in top corner, because that's not deliberate. Can I mean?
Aye, maybe. If you dive to save it.
If you've turned and shanked the clearance.
Aye. No, but that's not a deliberate pass back.
A deliberate.
But if it's deliberately played back the goalie, aye. He cannot use his hands at that. I always thought he'd catch it.
No, it's pass back, so he's stopped it with his hands.
So when he touches his hands, that's a pass back.
So an advantage.
Blew for a free kick, and the kids were like, what's going on?
Aye.
They'd never seen it before.
Aye.
I was like, well,
can I
explain to the goalie if it had happened and explain to the loons it was a lot of talk of free kick if it had happened. And they're all like, oh.
So if it happens, if it happens here, indirect, they were like, is that a pen?
Is that a pen? I says, no, it's an indirect free kick in the box because.
I bet they were arguing.
Indirect free kick?
Indirect free kick. So I'd explain to them. I says, you can't
shoot.
You can shoot.
But it has to hit somebody.
But if it doesn't hit anybody, it's near goes straight in, it's near goal.
And they're all gone. And they're all gone.
So it says, if you want to shoot,
hit somebody.
Somebody else will have to touch it before you shoot, or you can shoot.
Aye.
But you're shoot and hope for a deflection.
Aye.
But it was right at the edge of the box, so aye. Boy rolled it off and screamed it over a bar.
Aye. That didn't happen a lot. You don't see him much nowadays, no. But I mean, fucking from the first commute, it was first hard. Yeah.
Quick, get boys goalie, lining goalie up in the line. The water, in the water, running out.
So I was like, never mind the touch, just smash it. It'll hit. I was hit somebody.
Aye. So, aye, sorry.
Do you know what I would pens?
Aye. Yeah.
So if a boy's one-on-one with the goalie, he rounds him and the goalie tucks him down. Free kick.
Sent off. Free kick.
Can I say I agree with
that? About a handbar on the line, like a main...
I stopped it for going in.
Stopped it for going in.
There we go.
Osama John.
Sent off free kick.
On the line.
No, I think we discussed that before. I know. If it was like a... I didn't see why folks should get free...
A penalty shot on goal.
12 yards out, we nobody challenging him, then they've been teen doing...
At the corner of the D.
At the corner of the D, gonna waff a goal.
Whereas if it was in the middle of the park, it's just a free kick.
Aye.
If there's a free kick in the box, it's a pen.
Nay for me.
Because you're getting to the danger area there, Ken. And it's good that you've got to be careful in that situation, Ken. I would agree with the hand bars, should maybe
then,
be a...
But then it cuts out your diving, doesn't it?
Well, you should just be cutting out diving by sending folk off.
That's one way of cutting out.
And they gain pens for diving.
But I mean, getting like the mark up these stupid rules, but if they did bring in the diving for a red card, that would eventually phase out diving based on, if I take a dive here and I get caught, I'm off.
Especially so eventually,
over a period of time, it would phase out completely.
Mm-hmm. It's like that video I shared you with the day about Johan Cruyff, mine speaking about diving or spitting gun doing the ground. When he was younger, he played in a car park. Aye. You were in a gun doing
it.
You hurt yourself.
Because you hurt yourself.
Exactly. So
the game is about staying on your
feet.
Here
we go. Ash pitches instead of grass.
Or just the 18 yard box is cement.
Apart from the line of goalie can dive on. Aye. Wee bit of rubber doing like plastic mats, rubber mats. For
if you far doing, you have to be whipped. Somebody comes on with a whip.
Aye.
And whips you. Megard. If you far doing.
Meggard.
Megard. Aye, Megard. I strap him up to the mega and give him 500 volts.
Aye.
if you far do.
Aye.
So you'd be doing your best to bite up, would you?
Because sounds ridiculous, but them bringing out a blue card's ridiculous.
Aye,
exactly. We've got better ideas in this pod.
Aye. And ours are ridiculous.
Than FIFA have.
But FIFA, if they try and come up with like 3-4 new rules every year.
Aye, I know.
Just leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the best rules have ever been changed is a pass back
rule.
I know. Basically,
double jeopardy is a good one for me. You know,
pass back rule for me is the best rule that's ever been brought in.
Aye, pass back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Double jeopardy.
As in, like, if you make a genuine attempt to tackle a guy, or you dare get sent off, it's a penalty and you stay on the pitch.
Aye.
Because you used to just automatically send Abdi off.
Aye. There are some folk are
genuinely gone for the bar.
Then it's a double whammy. You get a pen, you get a goal, and the boy sent off. The game's ruined. I heard somebody saying you should really, if you can keep a boy on the pitch, you should try and do it, because a sending off does ruin a game.
Ruins a game, mate.
If there's only why you can keep him on, if it's a 50-50, maybe go in the favour of keeping him on the pitch.
How about adding an extra player just for like 10 minutes?
No.
Come
on. Mike, come on. I feel like I'm sitting next to if it's a boy's name again. Head of FIFA. Italian boy.
Infantino.
Ice hockey in zones. There's only a certain zone you can go into if there's a foul or something. If it's a card again. I mind if you used to play it in the Mega Drive.
Oh, it must be.
I was a fucking getting out. Oh, I can't mind for the fucking this.
See, I'd be a better idea. You're only allowed 7 boys in an attacking phase or defenders in a certain zone or whatever.
But it was something you put on the other day. So you know how it's playing out football now. Bring back the 3-4-1 rule. It'd be much better.
Aye. I think 3-4-1 and the Bosman.
Aye.
Was a big. It's football's never been the same.
It'd be much more fair. Competitive.
It would improve your national teams.
I was nothing better than seeing your club with a solid foundation of players for
the
said country. Can like a great Milan teams had 7-8 Italians and a sprinkling of absolute
Dutch
quality
geniuses.
Formers.
I could love you, or they've come through your academy for a certain length of time. Ken, if you've been there since
aye.
You've been
aye. That used to be a rule on that.
He
used to hate it, hey, so many.
Because it's just filtered now to, you've got to hate homegrown players in his squad, don't you? It's filtered for being in a team to be.
I looked at Man City's bench at weekend. Five or six world class players.
It's annoying you, isn't it?
It's annoying me because that boy should be playing
for some team.
They've got so much money that they can afford to have world class players on their bench.
Playing.
Ken, it's ridiculous when you think about it. That boy's fans should be able to see that boy's, but Grealish, he should be playing every week for that club.
See the boy Savio.
That's what they were saying. They're talking about Grealish on the telly the other day, actually, about the same thing.
Just buy him up and just move him on. Like Man City is a consortium. They own a heap of clubs. The Troyes and ten or Girona 12. And all that. Is that boy Savio? There's word of him getting loaned out, then going to Man City. It's just a way of covering it. Mm-hmm. Cash.
Same with Chelsea. They must have about 50 or 60 boys loaned out. What's all that about?
But about reducing squad sizes and reducing the amount of subs as well.
Bring it back to 16.
Bring it back to 5
subs.
No.
3.
2.
Two subs. I was actually watching ITV4 and it was Man City versus Tottenham in White Hart Lane was getting done up and they're coming out the fucking porter cabin and it was one sub.
Is that right?
One sub.
Back in the 80s, you was only allowed to name 13 in your team.
That's right, aye.
That's right. Back in the day, that's right. Because if a goalkeeper got injured.
Aye, I was a player. I went in.
Two subs.
Yeah.
Cut your squad sizes down. That would improve the quality of football because you're not getting your world class players sitting doing fuck all.
World class players would be at their clubs.
At their clubs, they have to play.
Yeah.
So then that filters all the way doing the leagues. You're not hearing 17, 18 boys every week, half of them sitting doing the thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot playing for somebody else. And then that filters back doing the leagues.
I think it's a complaint that a lot of Aberdeen fans and fans outside the Old Firm here, because Rangers and Celtic
buy
up their best players and just tuck them and sit them on the bench. And it really just buying them to deal well with the threat.
That
would be true to a certain extent, but they're probably buying them because they're a cheap option and they're good.
Aye.
It's not a nullify threat, I think. It's
they bought a boy right and he's hardly played. Okay. He comes on new and again. Jack's a different story. Jack came in and did all right.
Done well,
can you see how that player sitting on the bench? That just shouldn't be happening. Boys that good shouldn't be sitting on the bench.
Aye.
And they shouldn't be happy sitting on the bench.
No, Ken, if you're a player, Ken, you've run anything about you, you want to be playing especially if you can, you're a class player.
Because you're doing a season, Max. If you're in the end of that season, next season you're off. Can I expect Grealish to be away next season?
If I was Grealish, I'd be needing you there, Ken. He'd a great season, he's won a league. Well, back to Villa and play every week again.
I'd be a cult hero.
Definitely.
And the VAR, why can the VAR not been shown on a big screen in a stadium? Honest to fuck though. The punters go to the game and they're watching the game and it's stopped and they're sat here for five to ten minutes, not in a fucking clue if it's going on. Why can they not put it up on the screen?
Okay.
Fit is the reason.
Either tunnel is the announcement, VAR fucking looking at an offside potential.
Ah, but I want to see it. You want to see a replay. Fit them looking at.
That's why the screens are there, I thought.
Is every Premier League team got screens? Has every Premier League team got a screen?
Oh, fuck, aye.
I think they're bringing it in for next season, I think.
Okay.
I think so. I've heard
the fans have got to see if it's going on.
And hear the communication.
Because you can't. Aye, that is real. Transparency is a fucking big thing for me.
It's gotten a VAR decision. Hear it is up on the screen. Listen to what they're saying.
Aye.
I think they would be more inclined to go to VAR if that was the case.
100%.
Aye. I don't want to speak about this. Yeah. Just stick
that's
with the refs.
That's a good
stick
point,
with,
actually.
Stick with the refs.
That's a really good point. I wouldn't ask crowd to hear what I've got to say.
Unless it is clear.
Obvious.
Really clear and
obvious. Oh, this is a fucking...
Whoa.
Not even 50,000 folk can argue best decision. That's the kind of decisions we need.
Yeah, exactly. And that might make it better because then it will just be clear and obvious errors. So they go, you need to look at it. He's actually tripped him up in the box. Have you? Okay.
That little leans, I think there might be a handball or a knee trip. Forget about him because if you see that, you'll cause a riot.
Aye.
But the clear and obvious, like that Liverpool decision they got wrong for the offside. Mm-hmm. Ken, if that was up on the screen, that's a clear and obvious error.
Aye.
And Abdi can see it.
Aye. Can you imagine... They showed, if it was at Liverpool, Tottenham.
Aye.
They showed that on the screen.
I know.
And then
the fans are going, I was staff side.
I'll just sit and half them that
kind of rules.
That's the thing, though. They think it'll cause trouble, isn't it? That's the reason for it. But wouldn't that cause a riot?
No.
That would be massive boos and fucking stuff like that.
But then
that takes us one nugget that runs on a pitch.
That's nuggets, are we?
But I'm saying, but it does that, and something happens to a ref, then.
That's nuggets, are we?
Then it's a hell, another shit show.
Well, it's not the ref's fault.
I don't think you can say we're not pointing at the screen in case somebody runs on and smacks a ref. Somebody could do that if a ref made a bad decision in the game.
GMI.
It very rarely happens. Might not happen. Somebody's gone on and smacked a ref. Has that ever happened?
No.
I'm thinking Dallas got a coin at Celtic Park.
Boy came on and smacked Grealish for Villa.
Grealish was the last boy to get.
That was about it.
That never happens. You'd need to be a real idiot to be DM.
100%.
There's a heap of them in front of Babbitt. They should be shown on the screen.
I agree with that.
It's a fun experience.
That
could be a good thing.
No.
For the fans to see it.
Whether they like or no the decision, at least they can.
They show it in the NFL. Because you hear the crowd reaction from the boom. And if there's a big hit, you hear them go, oh.
And obviously as they hear it in rugby.
Oh, well.
Well, they've still got it. Well.
Oh, it works perfect in the rugby of Ireland.
Seemingly.
Right, move on to Justice League. Couple for the weekend. Let's put it up on the screen. We'll start off with the Luton versus Sheffield United game. So, is it Pens? Penvars?
Hambars.
Hambars. So, let's play it. So, it's corner comes in. Header. Keeper saves it.
Look at the players. So, he heeds it. The boy's going up with his hand. But look at the reaction of the players. Not fucking one of them appeals for it. Look. Not fucking one.
Just about turn and run away.
Abdi runs away.
That tells you
because it's never a penalty.
It hits his hand, but if it's he supposed to do,
it's fine, Buck.
Aye, I can't. His hands are off his body, but he's fine, dude.
Aye,
and they get a moor for that. VAR should not be getting involved in that. A ref seen it, he never gave it.
Aye,
Ken.
Never.
Then the ref should be by letter of law. I suppose the refs gave it.
That seems worse. It's worse.
Ken, look,
wait.
Well, maybe one boy's appealing, is it? But I think he's appealing for a push.
You need it for the other side.
You can't even see it. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Honestly.
Well, here's the player. Look, just a fucking. It's all that about.
He's gotten under it, right? And as his body's gone down, his hands have went up. It's natural. He's jumped and then he's went like that. His hands went above his head because he's sinking down. And then it's hot his hand.
The boy's headed it for 30 centimetres or what?
So it's nay obviously changed the result as such because.
But we scrub them both, so it's 2-1. 2-0.
Aye. 2-0.
So it doesn't change.
Change the result, but we're just over.
But it's beyond a joke at Hambars.
Aye.
Being penalties. It's killing. Beyond a joke.
Yep.
The only good thing is that they both got out, so they
cancel each other out. Yeah.
But I feel like, because of the first team, they felt like.
Evened up.
We better get
up. Like I said, a match of the year. It's 100% for happening there. Aye. So it's still happening. Like it used to happen on a pitch when a ref went, I've got a ref. You're a ref new. Have you even done a hin up yet?
Nope.
He's laughing.
Oh, I've definitely got a drunk a better. So I think it makes it worse.
Aye.
Live and die by your decisions. Just get on with it.
Roe Bottom said that if he gave a corner and it was obviously in a corner, he'd find a free kick.
Because since he said that, he goes, just wait till after the corner, there'll always be a free kick in the box.
Right, free kick. Corner.
That's your thought.
So the next team is the Newcastle Nottingham Forest game.
Last minute.
So they're 3-2 up, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Forest clean through.
Boys through and goal. Goalie comes out.
Dubravka.
You need a replay.
Right.
Watch this.
Got his fat.
To me, it's a penalty.
That's a penalty.
That's definitely a penalty.
I've seen penalties coming for less.
You know, think that's a penalty? Show it again, Mike.
Is he getting the bar in time?
Does it matter?
It's about a coming together, really, is it?
So the goalie runs out, just to get nowhere near the bar.
Lifts his arm up
and trips him up.
So he's getting rid of the defender.
Watch this.
Tucked him.
Tucks that leg for him.
Much.
Again, you're seeing it.
He's gotten rid of the defender. He's just to go around the keeper, and the keeper's caught him. It's a penalty.
Why is Varney calling more for that?
Look.
Puts his arm up.
Puts his arm up.
Arm's split. Doing the arm up.
It's a penalty.
Penalty for me.
Penalty for me.
It's a pen.
Sure, you can't say that's not a penalty.
It's a pen.
It is a pen.
Nah, it's a pen.
But that's why you would need VAR, though, isn't it? Because he's given a decision there. And
the VAR's not coming.
I know. And then he goes and does that.
He's good at boys. He's Bruno.
He's a prick.
He's a prick.
The crowd all the time.
We don't like Newcastle.
So if it was saying it's a pen, Abdi's agreeing it's a pen.
Aye.
So with the number generator.
Aye. 1-7.
No, 1-10.
1-10, aye. It's 1-7.
1-7 to goal.
10.
Oh, missed. Mr. Pen. What a waste of time that was.
That's a first miss.
Oh, keeper's off his line. Retake. Four.
Nah,
he missed.
But Eddie Howe's in a wobbly bike, I think.
I think they'll get him to end the season, do you think? And then...
Fan, they get to be able to start splashing cash like this. I always get to be fucked with SFFP. Like.
Must be.
Yep. They're big enough, you see.
Aye, because they need to be generating the cash, don't they?
They need to be generating, but they'll go away wise. So really
good sponsorship. I can't wait because it's only Geordies that love Newcastle.
No, but
Jumper.
But they're in Champions League this year, so their revenue will be more this coming season. They'll probably inflate their sponsorships because they're in the Champions League, so they'll be a bit clever we are, I would think. So they'll probably spend a bit of cash in the summer, I would say. They need to flog a couple of boys, I would think.
Aye.
But they should be all right.
Aye.
But then Fars getting to Newcastle.
We've got a boy Tonali, he's obviously been done for the heel fixing.
Italian's cheats.
This financial fair play seems to be working.
Aye.
For Newcastle. They can't just go and spend massive money.
No.
But it doesn't seem to stop City.
But City's
a juggernaut new, aren't they?
Well, that's why they're being investigated for 115 charges, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about cheats, while listening to the other podcasts with Gary Neville and Roy Keane, about Neville's statement on Italians.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating.
It seemed the conversation, even Carragher said it straight away, that Italians, it must have been something they knew within the game at that time that they thought these lads were.
Well, Kane said he'd come off a pitch burst against the Italians absolutely fucked, and he'd look her and they'd look like they'd never played.
Maybe a lance in a boot.
But Italians renowned for just cheating. Can the cheated other leagues are bad.
Stan Gooden done for drugs here.
He did.
So did Pep. Pogba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's even now.
Aye. Yeah.
So that.
Ah, cheats. So the great AC Milan team.
Allegedly.
They didn't cheat.
No way.
Prove it.
How big if you heard Maldini was stuck in drugs.
That would finish me.
That
would destroy you.
I think I'd just give up watching football.
Aye.
If I heard that. But like Jim from fucking Armstrong got done with drugs.
Couldn't bring himself to see it.
No. Right. One kill a week. I go with mine first.
Go on, Ann.
It's nae the actor fae Heartbeat, but it is the referee, Nick Berry.
Nick Berry.
The referee fae the Scotland-France game at the weekend.
Oh, why?
For nae getting the try.
Oh.
That was a shambles.
Honestly, Scotland, that would have been 2-2, and against France, the Grand Slam was on.
Mm-hmm. Ba touched the ground, TMO said it was a try. The referee turned around and said, no try.
The TMO said it was a try?
Aye, there was the folk in the back room said it was a touch the ground, didn't they?
No.
I'm sure I read a statement saying it did.
If they said that.
If they said that, the referee
would give
I'll read a statement.
He said it was inconclusive, so therefore you have to stick with the referee's initial decision.
Aye.
Unless you can change it.
Well, he doesn't care, does he? He's got the TMO because he's not sure if it's been grounded.
Well, the TMO, every try, didn't it?
Aye. But he obviously can't see if it's grounded, so he's went to TMO, and they say it's Ken.
Inconclusive, so stick with
it. You can't give it if it's nae conclusive, but there's been several
and actually, seen. Then they found it. They'll always get found another game, weren't they? And then about 3 years later, it was bump.
Clearly on the ground.
It's a Scotland have totally been screwed over so many times against the big teams.
And there's Abdi Raven saying, oh, VAR works perfectly for rugby. That's a biggie.
That's huge. Last play of the game.
Massive. Yeah. I was to win it.
It was. Could have won it. Could have been a grand slam. But I think as referee had a
so case smart, in the smart, last smart last case of beating Ireland in a game.
Their best team.
I think they would have beat them, but at least they still had a chance.
They'll be hoping they didn't beat Ireland.
They win it.
So why is the referee the wonker then?
Because he didn't give you the pit try. Is that right?
Well, it's got to be a ref, isn't it?
It's got to be a ref.
Buck stops with him.
You didn't, I think he'd done it in the last World Cup.
He gets to see the TMO, does he?
Mm. And speak to him.
Aye. Yeah. Is that on the big screen in the rugby? Can I fancy it?
I think there's big. Is there big screens at Murrayfield?
No. I don't think a ref can see it.
I think it's scooter screens.
Yeah.
Do you watch it aside, does he?
You can go to the side.
Aye, he just stands there, does he? And aye, trusts fit his
saying to him.
So you can't blame a ref?
No, that's what
I'm saying. TMO.
I am. TMO, he's blaming. Same thing.
I am blaming a ref.
No, that's harsh and
comes to him.
Harsh and ref.
Prick. Nick Berry.
Mm-hmm. Is that his name, is it?
Aye. Hard to beat. My Nick Berry. It was a Bobby and Harvey.
He's done a great singer.
Aye.
What was the song?
Oh, Every Loser Wins.
Aye. Mm. It was...
Fuck it, sorry. Sad bastard. Every Loser Wins.
It was the theme to EastEnders. And
did you see it? Sing it.
Is that what's called?
Every Loser Wins.
That's a modern day, is it?
Aye, every loser wins nowadays.
Every loser gets a medal.
Yeah. Aye, hardly gets a sticker for being good.
Well, we never spoke about that post. Well, speak about maybe afterwards.
Aye.
Dunk.
Mine's Chance Cosby. He's a tournament director for Phoenix Golf Open. And their escapades at the weekend, it's an absolute fucking joke.
Is this the tournament with the throw beer and that? Aye, I've seen it. It's terrible.
Boys, D&D snow angels in the bunkers, sliding down hills into the lake. A couple of boys got arrested for fighting, shouting at the players when they're taking their backswings. It's a fucking absolute nonsense now. Zach Johnson standing in a full argument with a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Fan that was digging him out about the Ryder Cup. It's just a fucking farce. Think it's cool. It's just stuck in the golf and it needs to get to fuck.
It's getting at tournaments got a kind of persona now that you can go there and do whatever you want to do.
Aye.
It's like live golf.
Farce. Yeah. Total farce.
It's encouraged really, isn't it, Ken?
Beers. Because obviously if they get like close, nearly hole in one throw and all the beers.
Year, folk are ducking and diving to get off him.
Anybody got a hole in one last
Billy Horschel shouted, fucking hell, shut the fuck up. Basically he says, we're playing golf, it's our job, and you're shouting from our like swinging back. It's just, it's no golf.
But the players say a choice. They hate playing it, do they?
I wouldn't have played
it. I would stop it if all the players said, fuck you.
Make them back to this tournament.
Mm-hmm. Why are you throwing beer? What a waste.
Again.
Jesus.
So, and his name's Chance Cosby.
Chance. It's an American name, is it?
What a name.
Chance.
Us.
Travis Kelce. For manhandling Andy Reid in the touchline. Absolute joke. I'm a massive Kelce fan, but that is absolutely disgraceful what he did. So Andy Reid, they called a play, the team. Kind of, players aren't on for every play, Ken. So he'd obviously, he didn't need Kelce for this play he was running. They ended up fumbling the bar. So Kelce came running over and Tina huddled him.
I didn't get any held him. I've seen him screaming at him. I didn't get any held him.
He manhandles him. Because Reid nearly falls down, Ken.
Shake it off.
I was saying... If that could you imagine happening in football?
Well, sin die,
innit? Yeah.
You get sin die for that.
Imagine somebody did that to Fergie. Think he'd play football again.
I don't care how fit player it was.
Nah.
He'd have been binned, like.
100%.
So I just thought, I couldn't believe it for this, you know, like.
Kelce thinks he's big new because. Oh,
nah, his fucking wife's Taylor Swift.
Passion.
Mere pictures of her than fucking.
Passion.
The Super Bowl.
Aye.
Get him to.
Passion for the game.
No,
but it's totally the line. Can't manhandle a manager. I mean, I've did a lot of shit things to managers. I've never manhandled them. I had a lot of arguments, and that's fair enough. Well, maybe you see things that are out of line, but Ken, that goes with territory. But actually, manhandling the fucking manager.
Aye,
in the biggest sporting event in America.
Aye,
nah.
Poor, very poor.
Should be doing a road, but you wouldn't be.
Yep. No, he's too. Too valuable
for him.
Surprised he never got engaged after the...
You got down on one knee.
I thought it was going to happen, but it didn't.
See now the cringy like clips of them, like fucking hell.
This my
like you see the first boy you ever hear a bird, like
aye,
fucking hell.
The Posh and Becks, then. She needs to stop going to the games, because the cameras are always panning her. Ken,
she probably doesn't even get the rules either.
Pan the fucking replay or Fitzgun one. I don't want to see her. They don't like her music shit.
For by the slabs, just turning up for the final. For by the slabs, just turning up for the.
They're not told by sponsors to go, aren't they?
It's the same as only major.
The only folk that can afford it.
£8,000
a ticket or something.
Aye. Bon Lahore was saying his mate was working in hospitality in Vegas, and it was something like £50,000 for a table and just in certain places and X amount minimum spend. I thought it was crazy money. Basically, it'd be a millionaire to even think about going.
Shambles. Shed.
Declan Rice.
Aye.
Why are you not celebrating when you're scoring a screamer? Why are you not celebrating? Just because it's against your ex-club?
I agree with it, that, but I think the difference for me is because he's ex-captain.
Fast pay these wages.
And the camera pan to the fans, they're all giving him a wanker sign.
They're all fucking giving him dogs abuse. So celebrate it right up, Boyle. Celebrate it up. He gave him up,
there was folk applauding the goal.
That's shite as well.
Aye, that's even worse.
That's fucking worse. And if I get, that's even worse.
Nobody applauded.
No way.
Fuck off.
Well, I'll find a clip.
I think he got applauded off and they subbed him. I've never seen anybody applauding the goal.
Seen on TikTok.
I mean,
I would slap a fan if he was sitting next to me clapping an opposition goal.
Ken, he's played for the club for X amount. He was ex-captain or whatever. Fair enough. But West Ham didn't pay your wages, New Sunshine. They sold you.
Yeah, I'm with you, Shed.
Celebrate
your goal.
Celebrate your goal. Celebrate your fans. A fucking screamer of a goal.
And even doesn't that just nae celebrate though? He marks I'm nae celebrating. Can he put his hand on his mood? Fuck off.
Get fucking celebrating.
Conor McGregor scored a fucking
Gallagher.
Conor McGregor. Fuzz that again.
Yeah,
that's a fighter boy. Aye. scored a last minute goal against Palace. Last night, and he jumped in the crowd, and I thought, that's how you celebrate.
It's about passion. That's thinking you're doing the right fucking
thing. Then pretend like you're not happy.
Again, he's fucking delighted. Just annoys me.
Annoys me, you know.
I'd seen it straight away, and I thought, why celebrate?
Just celebrate.
Stop. Again, what a screamer. It was a good goal.
It was a good goal, too.
See, he's on set plays for him now, taking all the free kicks.
Good quality, though.
He's a shit who's for me anyway. He played for Ireland. Now he says he's English because England's a better team. So that's why I think he's a total prick.
Plus, he signed for another London club. Can West Ham and Arsenal, the London rivals. So if he's got a sign for him, he'd be as well fucking score against them in that. Okay?
Yeah.
Fucking. Never.
No.
Celebrate your goals.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right. Mug of Truth this week.
The Mug of Truth.
Who wants to go with our Mug of Truth first? Shit.
It goes back for the picture I sent in for Sunday night.
Okay.
You can't answer.
I can't answer, but I've got to ask a question anyway.
Aye.
Is it acceptable to drink your pint with a straw?
A cardboard straw.
A cardboardine as well.
It was kind of straw you'd stick in the top of an ice cream or something.
Well, it was blue and white. Can strip it.
Just for show. Have you seen a straw on the top of an ice cream? It's like an ice cream sundae thing. Right. So you can suck the kind of dregs out of bottom of ice cream.
Yeah.
It's that kind of straw.
Straw.
So I was in a pub. And I was yapping a whammy and Lisa and I kind of caught it in the corner of my eye. I was like, looked through and I was like, Lisa, look. So I had to dug a 40 and send it in. It was a boy drinking his pint.
Did he actually?
Did you see him suck out
his beer out of the glass?
Aye.
It's obviously an effie here. It isn't again how it
works.
Kind of
etiquette in the
no, it isn't again how it works. He probably drinks juice through a straw and he probably thinks.
And again. But I just.
Don't like your pint stronger.
Did he look an effie here?
Aye.
All right.
You can drink an alcohol pop through a straw.
Why are you drinking alcohol pops, Mike?
Shooting them.
No, I'm saying you can drink an alcohol pop through a straw. You see,
if you're drinking in the wig.
If you're 14, Michael. So I was just asking, Ken, don't you boys drink a pint with a straw?
man, that's like, to me, that's like drinking coffee through a straw.
Same idea.
Almost as bad.
Almost as bad. A cup of tea.
Certain
straw.
Things you shouldn't be drunk through a straw. Definitely. A pint's definitely
you
probably
can't be
number one.
Beer through a straw. That is fucking nonsense. I bet you get drunk quicker.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Science and that about oxygen and shit.
Only thing you should be drunk through a straw is a cocktail. Or juice, soda.
In America,
soda.
A cocktail.
Aye.
Was it a paper straw? See, it's just get you foldy and floppy in within minutes.
I never went and asked the boy if it is, but I presume it is.
Some things annoy you for no reason. Like, they annoy nobody else, but they do annoy you. Kind of annoys me when I see somebody with a cocktail and they've got a straw and they're stirring the cocktail. Just constantly stirring.
Stop it, it gets mixed now.
You can stop stirring it.
It's to stop it settling.
Ah, fuck it. It's one of that things aesthetically. Annoys me.
Aye.
Stop stirring.
Just the ice gun running round the bottom.
Stir it a few times when you first get it. And then
it's like
just cocoa
over-stir the coffee.
Keep on. Aye, boy, the boy has to go with a coffee every morning, aye. Like, and he's like, ah.
Couple of stars. Two, three stars. One, two, three. Oh, that's it. Four. Well, tap, tap. In the sink.
Henna Flake up on Monday. Lisa Lottie. Star, star, star. Tap, tap, tap. Moofy. Star, star, star. Tap, tap, tap.
Moofy. I was like, Mia. Mia makes a hot chocolate. Late at night, it's quiet, isn't it? You're sitting, you're lying.
And you can hear it.
You're watching some shit on a computer. It's fine and peaceful. And me, I'll come in, I'm not joking. She must stir it about 50 times and hear the spoon hitting the side of the cup.
And you are getting angrier with every spin.
So you're like, nah, didn't I say anything? She's only stirring her hot chocolate. And then, Ken, about 20 spins in, you're like,
that's enough!
That's enough. Aye. 30 spins in, you're fucking.
You're doing your best.
It's a running. Need to say nothing.
It's a running fucking leftist. Oh.
Right by the 50th, and you're like, fuck that! I get stunned! Just fucking drink the stuff! But you'd better say something in the 10th, because the 10th, you said,
come on, that's enough.
But you wait till 50. The 50th.
You're human.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're smashing stuff up, Ben.
My granny used to hair tea with the spin eye in the tea.
I've seen that.
The tea bag eye in it.
Come on.
Usually I'll say, I didn't lose a rag, but usually I will say, is that mixed new, eh? And then she annoys me because, hi. Never realising I was being sarcastic.
Another thing, if you boil a kettle and then somebody comes and boils a kettle, like 2 minutes after it's been boiled.
Aye.
Kirsty is out of the time, and I've actually flipped. We've had a full-on argument because when you watch a smart meter, see when the kettle's on, it goes through the fucking roof. And I'm like, the water. I said, you don't need to turn it. Oh, I've just done it anyway. It's fucking boiled. Leave it.
I never let a kettle boil. Can as soon as it starts, you hear.
That's enough.
I don't have no time for that extra 1 minute boiling.
I do at work.
Do you boil it?
Because can Abdi comes in to both at
different
times, but the first boy comes in. Switches the kettle on.
Aye.
But I'm always getting it. If I come in, Ken, it could be sitting there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always getting it. Yep.
Not 10 seconds or a wee bit. That's it. Yep.
But you're looking for maximum heat when you're in a boiler, a building site, and it's the both is freezing.
Plus, it's near your electric you're using. So no.
And I got a problem here. I got a heat tap.
Of course.
Bosch.
High level. Can you hang your coffee or tea? Do you put the rest of the water in a flask? Steve's boiling the kettle again.
Yes. No.
Next is tea bag.
I can exactly how much it goes in a cup.
My mother's got Aeneas things. It just boils a cup of water.
Water,
just press the button. It's just enough for one.
So you only need a cup.
She said, didn't I name it in the pod? Then went, well, I just did.
That's one cup worth on here. Can how much?
You ever use a tea bag twice?
Aye.
No, you didn't.
I do.
You're just teeing out for banter's sake. You saw it in your face.
I've used tea bags twice.
Tea bags are not even expensive. You're like £5
for me. You've just done it again. From the shopping's maybe went a bit awry and you've run dry.
Okay, so you're
fuck.
Rushing it.
I'll need in for tomorrow's morning. Keep on.
Mas.
If you're talking dirty to your wife, do you do it in an American accent? You've got a date in Dolly, couldn't you? Oh.
Did you like that?
It reminds me of the boy.
I come into the room and you didn't speak. You didn't speak of all.
Oh, you're dripping like a knackered fridge.
That was a line.
Dripping like a knackered fridge. That's absolute quality.
That is high level.
I go straight into American Phoenix and come to Alvin like straight into Yank mode like turn him around, doggy. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Ride him, cowboy.
Oh man, you kinda speak in Doric.
Hasn't been a Doric porn.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
There's nothing worse if you're asked to do something, can you're gun at it, something said and you've got to go.
Fibs
that? That girl's in there.
That's all over. It's all over.
Do you like it when I touch your gum and goalposts?
Just your 40s ago.
It's like Fitback in the eye. I was turned into a Ouija.
Hey, hey, you.
How's that? Hey, you.
You. Fuck off, you. Especially when you're watching Fitback. Yeah. Turn out that thing, but. Oh, you didn't a D.
I can't a D, Doric. It's not sexy, is it? Doric.
Try and nay spec.
Do
you mind the first time you did spec?
Oh.
You felt weird, did you?
You tried something.
Took all in Paris. Do you like that? Maintain that speed? Should I go a bit faster?
Did you nay talk dirty, mate?
Yeah?
Nay talk dirty. Did I try it? Just grunting. No words spoken. I like a bit of
I'm
speaking.
I'm just trying to please. I'm not going to help.
I feel you're grunting. Are you all right?
You need another turn, are you?
You've got a scary arm again, have you?
No, that's just going upstairs.
My wife's telling me to shut up. I say so much.
Master got full fake taxi.
Barry, just be quiet. I'm going to concentrate.
I'm not going to go into it.
No. I've seen folk doing that role play stuff like that.
I couldn't do that.
No.
Me either.
I can imagine Marcy as a
cowboy
airline pilot.
A detective.
No, Maverick.
You have a magnifying glass.
Troll B in a trench coat.
I was
about a wee nose.
Do you like
what you see?
You want to investigate this?
Nah, he was playing gynecologist. Like. Nah. Oh,
yeah. No, I couldn't be into the dressing up of malarkey. Like.
The BDSM, no?
Yeah.
Is it BDSM?
No, but like even like say, the firemen or firewomen
that's just
Han Solo. They're the Han Solo. They fucking Luke Skywalker.
They look Skywalker. Chewbacca. No, not for me.
No.
Nah. Either that, need a tying up keeper either.
I once got tied up by a bird and I lost the plot. Right? And I was pulling it. I was pulling it at Heedbo and I goes, fucking untie me now. And that's total moment. Gosh, he's like, settle down. I goes, get these fucking off me.
I'll never. Was you, hilarious. Did you still maintain?
No, I was starting.
I rate we a bonus.
That's the title right here.
Try it, Harriet.
I read we are going.
Your hands are touching. You're gonna try hit him.
Stay big enough for that. It's got heart in him deep. Satisfaction only.
Get your aim back, pissing up.
Oh, fuck's sake. No. That question is not going the way I thought.
And then she would be dripping like a knacker fridge.
Mine is quite poor compared to all that. She's like, Jesus, is it acceptable to have a second day takeaway? So you hear a Chinese or a Indian or pizza for the night before, is that right to take the following day?
Oh, Christ, I hate for breakfast. You don't need.
I fancy. Sorry, I wasn't listening. What was the question? Pizza. Is it all right to eat pizza?
Pizza, no. Chinese, Indian. Is that right to eat the second day takeaway?
Oh, no. Nah, next day. Chinese. No. If you ain't ate it, you're not eating it.
Oh, I eat for your dinner or next day.
I just eat for breakfast if you're
not. Absolutely not.
No, you're definitely... If it's not finished...
Pizza, aye. Yeah, pizza.
So you're throwing a hangout?
We always keep out of the Chinese and probably next day, don't we?
Oh, no. Just chuck a hangout.
No.
Hang up.
Eh?
No.
Aye. If a wife wants a chilli... I'll maybe save up. But for some reason, they're a takeaway.
Only thing I don't keep for takeaway, and there's never no thing left anyway, is a chipper.
Oh, nah, you can't keep a chipper, no.
Chipper. Oh, no.
Only thing else.
You can keep it, yeah. Indian, Chinese.
Back in the day when you was 18, so you woke up in the morning. Oh, right. You still got like a reed pudding.
I bet some ridiculous things next day after kebabs. Carl kebabs. 8 in the morning.
Oh, Jesus. Stuff lying about just eat.
Nah, never for me.
Even if you've got leftover,
you've got like leftover noodles and some curry sauce or whatever. You in it?
You're saying you wouldn't even hear leftover fail, like if Katie cooked.
No, if Katie does like a chili or something, we'd eat that next day.
Or
a lasagna or something.
Like home cooked next day.
Aye, home cooked, but no takeaway food for some reason.
Because
if I buy a takeaway, I've got to eat that. As I've told you, on a day.
So there's no leftovers, you're saying?
I'm never leaving leftovers.
Like a pan of soup last 3 days, four days. I would say second day broth's better than the first day.
Like. It is, because it's to do with the break. No, it's to do with the breakdown of the enzymes
in the vegetables. That's better. It's just spitting shite
over here. Ask a chef.
Somebody tell me you should nip up bananas in the fruit bowl because... The bananas, but your other fruit off quicker.
Interesting, that's a good.
Because of the enzymes. I'm sure it's enzymes.
You should put it in little pajamas or something.
I had a banana protector for my work. Instead of putting the banana direct into my bag, I had a protector for it. It looked like a Dell.
I put it in my poochie.
A nice bend on it.
As long as bending the right way.
Fucking EU, that was EU, was it?
What's that?
The bananas had to have a certain amount of bend in them.
Was it?
That was an EU thing. Right, fantasy update. In fifth position, Scott Wisely. Wisely is 11, 1480. In fourth position, Greg Bucking, Grandpa Guardiola, 1481. In third position, Sarah Stewart, Hotshot Harry, 1482. And second position, Ricky Christie, King Reaches Rangers, 1502. And in first position still, Brian McKinnon, Mac Attack, 1512.
Ja.
So, still tight at the top here. You say you was doing
53rd. Fucking hell.
20-36.
He's well give up now, Mas.
Nah,
it's still tight up here.
I'm still battling.
Are you?
I will get in the top 20.
Okay. Same. I'm 26th.
Aye.
Okay. 87 points.
I'm realising though, if you did give up, you can
climb back.
Because that was about doing 130th, and I've just kept that going. I've been up as high as 26th.
Yeah.
That was a bad week, this week.
It was a bad week for
me. Didn't I put Haaland in? I can't, that was a bad move because Abdi put Haaland in. Abdi captained them.
Aye.
False did Abdi here that scored.
Ivan Tony.
No. Palmer. Palmer had assists. Saka. Palmer. I'm trying to find else. I got good points from her. False score for Spurs.
There was Salson because I captained him. He didn't.
Someone had an assist.
Johnson got first for Spurs again.
I had Højlund in. A lot of them maybe put Højlund in.
Kulusevski got the first team for Spurs, did he? Yeah. Something like that.
But double game week this weekend, so I might use my wild card. I'll see.
I've used mine.
Have you?
You can get a free hit.
Bench boost.
Free hit, maybe. Free hit, so I can go back to normal next week. Good shout.
I thought a triple captain would be played in the double game week, but you're better just changing your team with a free hit. I suppose if you play a wild card, you can play a triple captain. Can you?
No, you can only play one card 1 week.
Aye, so you're just wheel changing your team rather than playing a triple captain again.
Aye. I think there's another double game week.
Is there?
When other teams are playing twice, I think.
I think.
That'd so be better free hit.
Been better keeping your wild card and your... free hit for that two double game weeks.
No, I'll have to look at the fits coming up. And
that's just for it gets for the boys in the know. No,
that's just for the mark that money. That's just for.
See, I've kitted out my team Eswick and players that have got a double game week. So my team's kitted out in Liverpool, City, Luton, and Brentford.
Aye. See, I didn't have the mine until the Friday in case there's any changes.
Aye, it's probably been better.
Aye, so I do mine on Friday.
Only
no, because like just now, I've gotten like Trent and I've gotten Bradley, and both of them are 75% chance of playing, so I'm going to get touch them new until.
But they'll hit European game. Will they hit European game this week?
Aye, but they probably won't be playing.
Fair enough.
So I'll leave it until Friday. Good stuff. Buy me a coffee. A couple this week. Really enjoy the pod, gents. Give me a laugh, a good laugh each week, and that comes for Mark Taylor.
Cheers, Mark.
Cheers, Mark.
Cheers, Mark. And also, Hudda Chapin, lads. That's Andrew Noble. He bought us 5 coffees.
That'd be good for Doric.
That'd be good
Bourne.
For Doric Bourne.
Hudda Chapin.
I'd be the wife who'd be saying that, though.
Aye. Hudda Chapin.
Come on, buddy. Hudda Chapin.
Good stuff. Well, that's about it, lads, is it?
Valentine's Day, man. Up the sorted.
Aye, same as usual.
Nah.
Nothing.
I'm even getting a birthday supper, man.
Oh, what's your birthday?
Your birthday? 43.
Yeah. When was your birthday?
Birthday's a morning.
It is a morning.
Valentine's
Day.
43.
Fucking hell.
Getting far as the time.
Far as the time going. I'm definitely we're halfway.
I was.
You are.
100%. Make the best of the rest of
the thing is, if only us three go before Mike, he's going to be dancing on our grave, isn't he?
He's going to be laughing.
He's going to send in a laughing emoji if only us go before him.
Told the cunts.
But you three are getting burnt, though, are you?
I am fancying getting a bit burnt.
Think so.
How about you, planting?
I think I'll be planting now. I fancy getting planted. Dad's got a spare plot, so maybe he's out.
I'll get
a
jeep.
No, my dad's bought a plot. Then bought another plot when my mum passed away.
But your dad ain't gone in with your mum?
Aye. So there's a spare plot. Uh-huh. Spare plot.
Well, for is he? Oh, maybe we'll get buried.
Plans this week, lads? Valentine's morning night, so I'll be getting a hole. Ain't a school night.
Valentine's necking.
Mass will be his work with a love bite.
A massive hickey in his neck.
Did he see it anywhere? No,
he did. There's a lot of dying things.
Young squad didn't do it, did
Fuck, back from we were young, you used to say lasses, fucking bruises that way, did you?
Because your young team are getting tore into the fake taxi because they've all got phones in it.
True enough.
Aye. Used to came when a queen came out of school on Monday and she's got a polo neck on.
She's been
getting the hickeys.
Finger. You're just asking, I reckon why you did it, because you're just asking for getting the piss team again. 100%.
Aye, definitely. But can in the heat of the moment, can
so unsexy.
No. Aye, so plans this week?
Go and soak my neck.
Until it bruises.
Until it kind of soak on him, eh?
Pataudry.
Morning's night.
I fancy going out in the morning again. There's an urge to go out and watch for some reason.
Aye.
But I might get hiding or something. So.
I like to care if my mate's gone, because I might get a spare season ticket. Like, it'd be fun to let you can.
I might, aye. I can, it's just something. I want to see Warnock in the flesh.
Aye.
Character.
Shed? Nah.
Nope.
Dunkle fucking oust me as a hundo. He's hun.
Every time any decision goes against the Aberdeen, it's a hun.
Especially if you're chirping in his lug about how shite he
is. I can. I've had enough of his gun.
Good stuff. Well, I think I might be going out this weekend, so if somebody's keen for a pint, maybe.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Right, shut up.
See you.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?